I think what struck me most, it may have been something to do with the 60s and having come from a very small town in Mid Wales, but it was the range of really interesting, stimulating people. The one who always stands out in my mind was Professor Isaacs, the head of the English department, who used to wear this huge black Homburg hat and a long black flowing coat. And he used to sort of swish around the corridor of the English department. And he was always trying to excite us with the power of the English language. There were other amazing people there at the time, like Derek Marlowe, who eventually wrote a book, Dandy and Aspic. And there was Travers Lee Harwood, who was a year ahead of me, who is still a poet, was a poet then, still is, I think. I always remember him skipping down the corridor saying he was off to the Epping Forest to think, no doubt, and to come back and write a few more poems. In my time, there was, of course, the theatre. There was the library, which was wonderful, round, like the British Museum. There was a refectory, lecture rooms. The English department had a small corridor. And the first thing that dawned on me was that there were these huge areas for engineers of all kinds, who in those days were predominantly men, and scientists. The campus seemed to me pretty large at the time, but looking back and looking at it now, even from a bus, it was obviously really quite small. And I've got this photograph of a whole load of people, one of those roll-out photographs, and I'm not entirely sure whether it represents the whole student body at the time, or whether it's my particular year, because there aren't many of us when I look at it. The other place that was not really part of the facilities, I would remember, I'm not even sure if it's still there, was the Grey Green Cafe, which was just round the corner, a greasy spoon. We used to spend a lot of time in there, officially working.